This is an RNIB talking book.
Jeremy Paul Dark by Winston Graham.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund. 2851. Jeremy Poldark, 1790 to 1791. There now follows a brief description of the book. Things have not gone well with the Poldarks, and in 1790 Ross is charged with having plundered two ships wrecked on the beach below.
By kind permission of the publisher, the Bodley Head. This book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the employees of Kayser Bondor, Ainsbury, St. Neots, Cambridgeshire. It's read by Stephen Jack. There are two parts, consisting of 14 chapters each. Jeremy Poldark, Chapter 1. In August 1790, three men rode along the mule track past Grambler Mine and made towards the straggling cottages at the end of the village. It was evening, and the sun had just set. Clouds had been driven up the sky by a westerly breeze and were beginning to flush with the afterglow. Even the mine chimneys, from which no smoke had issued for the best part of 2 years, took on a matured, mellow colour in the evening light.